That was the worst like physical pain that I've ever felt from an emotion in my entire life. I didn't know that that was actually a real thing, you know, that you could
Heartbreak is a real
like
thing.
a real thing. And I was really kind of walking around wanting somebody to like notice that I was looking so
I'm
down.
so
Yeah,
sad. Help me.
yeah, seriously.
Hug me. Love
I was
me.
waiting for somebody to notice. And eventually I had to tell, you know, like Quasi, and you know, he did kind of give me some, you know, little like pat on the back, like there, you know, you'll be all right. Like she'll come around, you know, kind of thing. And I was just like, no, she won't. I ruined it. It's over. All right, well, welcome in. This is episode 4 now of When God Writes a Love Story with Joshua and Rayanne. I'm Joshua.
I'm Rayanne.
And welcome back in. If you guys are watching on YouTube, thank you so much. Please like this video before you even know if you like it.
That's a very intense point.
Well, then they'll do it. Then no, I'm pointing right to them. hopefully. You don't have to, but please. Anyway, this is the sweetie episode. Say hi to
You
sweetie.
can like barely see your head.
She's poking
She's
up
like,
ever so slightly. She's very cute.
My baby.
So she'll be here. We actually recorded this next bit a little bit earlier before, so we're gonna cut that together for you now. So sorry for the hard cut, but we're gonna give you the more somber part of the story, kind of the low point in
And
our
then
relationship,
the best part
and
of the
then the best
story.
part. So that's what you got to look forward to this episode. So yeah, that's coming to you now. So as I said, I was burning out. Finally, there was a desire to actually quit smoking, quit doing all these things. But there was still definitely a worldliness. My flesh was still governing a large part of my decision-making faculties. And there was a, you know, like,
But, oh, sorry.
go ahead.
No, I want to hear what you were gonna say. I thought you were gonna go right into it.
I'm about
Well, I think just like saying like where we were spiritually, though, even though things were still happening, like in your flesh, like you're still acting on those things. You were like starting to lead us spiritually for the first time. So I think like just.
That is
Making sure
true.
we say that too
Yeah,
before you
we
like get
were.
into
That's true. We were doing Bible studies together. We were praying together. We were on these Zoom calls with,
it. Oh yeah. Kingdom
yes,
Icons.
Kingdom Icons. They were leading a Bible study. What was his name? I guess we don't need to name drop him,
Yeah,
but
we're not name
yeah, yeah. I was talking about the guy who was leading the Bible study, but yeah, he was great too, and was just like kind of answering some questions for us as well that we had. I w was reading the Bible more, starting to dig into all of that. Like, my spiritual life was definitely improving from where it had been the months before that. Like, marked improvement. So, but in the middle of that, like, as you're kind of pulling away from the world, there's still that like magnetized, you know, portion of your flesh that just wants to pull right back or snap back, you know. So, and it was in that, 'cause like I mentioned, I had been, you know, like trying to meet other women. I was just very lonely, and I had met a woman at some point along the way. I don't know, probably in April sometime. Or maybe I'd met her before, but we hadn't actually hung out. So,
And I
'cause
was so jealous.
yeah.
I was so jealous.
Yeah, so she and I started hanging out more, and for the most part, we were just hanging out at the bar. She also worked at a bar, so I would go to hers, or she would come to Wild Wing, and we would just hang out, talk. There was there was always a little bit of like a flirtatious vibe from the beginning for both of us. And I eventually I did actually take her on a date. And that went well, but it was clear that we were on different trajectories in life. Like, we got along really well, but she was not, I don't remember if we really got into like religion too deeply, but I did mention that I was a Christian and she was definitely not. And she, well, I don't know if definitely not, maybe that's too much. I can't even remember, to be honest, but, you know, there was just differences in the kind of the way that we looked at like politics and life in general, like what a good life is. So, but
your values were different.
Yeah, we had just different value system. Exactly. But I still liked her and I was attracted to her. So, and you knew about her because I had told you.
Because when we first started talking again, I just, you know, the toxic lady that I was at that time, the girl I was, just expected you to drop whatever was happening because I showed back up in your life. So I was very salty that you had just met this girl. I was like, no, yeah. I just got back. Like, who is this girl? And I was definitely salty, definitely jealous. But then, you know, like, you were still talking to me a lot. You're still calling me. You're still doing Bible study. We were praying. We were
I was talking to you more than I was talking to her every day.
Yeah, we were hanging out more, even though we were further away. And I don't know how this happened, but we had, like, somehow rehashed the fact that there were feelings there and you jumped on it.
Yes, because I definitely hadn't lost any feelings for you. I just thought that you had
not.
I just thought that you had lost all feelings for me. So I was like,
Jose,
okay, well, whatever. I'm going to pursue other options, which wasn't the best idea. You know, I was just in a very desperate, lonely part of my life as far as that is concerned. Which is okay. Like, I definitely had, like, what Paul talks about, that burning with passion, you know, like that desire to just be with somebody and to be married. Like, I definitely had that. I don't think I could have gone through my whole life single and take a vow like that. I don't think that's I'm not saying, if God had made me that way, that'd have been fine. But God didn't make me that way, which is great. So,
and that's why we're married.
That's why we're married. Because we both wanted to be. So yeah, we did eventually have that conversation and just be like apologizing to each other for each of our parts and what had happened before.
Yeah, we had a really serious conversation.
Yeah, we got like right down into it, being very vulnerable with each other, and just, you know, that was the start of our like actual good communication.
Yeah, I was like, are we going to talk about this?
Yeah.
Are we going to stop dancing around it
and
that, like, stop pretending like the last few months didn't happen? Like,
and it felt so good. It really did feel really good.
Hallelujah. It felt so good.
To like get that out and just like air everything, you know, and it just always feels good. Like, if you have an issue with somebody, especially somebody that you still have a connection with, but you just guys have kind of like glossed over it. If that person is really your friend or really somebody that you care about, talk to them about it. Like, just get them to sit down and talk about it.
Bring that healing in. Usher the healing in.
So good. Like, to really just be honest. Like, even if it means being mad at them a little bit, like, you know,
feel your feelings, like, stop ignoring your feelings, just feel them.
Don't lash out.
God gave us feelings.
Have the maturity to say, that made me upset. That made me angry. Like,
I teach my kids every day.
But
tell them, I don't like that.
Right.
I didn't like when you did that. It made me sad. Tell them, period.
So, so that was a great conversation. And so then we were like, we weren't obviously dating yet or anything.
No, we had just had one conversation about it.
Well, yeah. And others too. I think we had, after that, we started talking about it more. Just because it was like out in the air now. Like, we were both able to just kind of like say other things that came to our mind. So it was at that point, during one of those conversations, one particular night, there was you had kind of brought it back around to that same point of conversation as it was before, mm-hmm. when we like separated, which was that we need to both be committed to God.
Yeah, and first, take it slow,
recommit,
and leave him at the God. Center, or keep him at the center. I mean.
Right, and I think I can't remember exactly why I said this, but I basically made a verbal commitment to you that, like, okay, well, I'm pursuing you. Like, right. I know we're like not in a relationship.
He was showing his intention that we were like talking about before in the last part, I think. I don't remember. He was showing that again. And mm-hmm. obviously, like, he was saying, like, if we're not dating, that's okay. But, like, I'm committed to you.
Right.
And then, like,
I'm waiting for that time when we can be.
Then one night.
Well, yeah, I'll just tell this because it's my part of the story. Unless
I want to go into like how it started. So like,
okay.
Then Joshua, after saying that, after us having that conversation, was like, okay, I need to talk to this girl and like mm-hmm. tell her, so I'm not like leading her on, right? So I get home. I call you, we're on FaceTime, I'm showing you all these cute little outfits I got from Marshall's, and then you were like saying, like, well, I'm gonna go talk to her, and I was like, mm-mm. Like, in my head, I was like, there's a siren going off. I'm like, no, this is not right. And I was like, okay. And like, you like rushed me off the phone because you're like about to like go out, and I was just like, mm-hmm. text, call, FaceTime, email, page, handwritten letter. Like, there's so many other ways you could have this conversation with this girl that's not in her face at the bar.
Yeah.
So I was...
I wanted to go to the bar anyway, I think.
Yeah. So I was really upset. And I was like, okay, she's going to leave me at home and this is fine. And those abandonment and rejection issues just flared up. And I was like texting him and I was like, I don't even want you to commit to me. I want you to commit to the Lord, because I was mad, because I was just like, here he goes doing the same stuff that we had talked about before. And now he's also going to do whatever with her. And I'm about to put a stop to whatever is about to, I'm going to put a stop to this before it starts so that I'm not getting hurt again, like, and so that he's not doing whatever again, like. So I texted you and I meant the things I said, where I was like, I want us to commit to the Lord. Like, I just was like, I need to be very adamant about this, I need to be very clear. But I wasn't saying I wanted to be done, I wasn't saying I didn't want you to be committed to me, I was just saying, like, this is what I need first. This is where the foundation is. It's not you just saying all the sweet things and...
I kind of was.
And whatever,
saying,
you know,
the things that you wanted to hear.
Yeah, because of course that's like what any woman who is seeking a marriage like wants to hear. But like, I didn't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear that, actually. I wanted to hear, I'm doing this with the Lord and I think that we should slow down. Like, I wanted it to be coming from you. So I was very frustrated again when he said these things leading us into that connection, right? Like I'm committed
towards
to you.
A relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
I was annoyed and I was just like, but I was also concerned and I was like, well, I want to make sure we do it right.
Yeah.
I want to do this right because you're important to me. And I cared about not only like my purity and like where I was supposed to be with my spouse, but your purity and where you were supposed to be with your spouse, not knowing that it was me, hoping that it was, but not knowing, and was like, we need to do it right. So he left and went out and I texted, I blew him up. I texted him all these things and now you can take over.
Yeah. So I went out to the bar and met this girl there. And I'm not really recollecting at what point you like started texting me all those things. It wasn't immediately, I don't think, because there was a moment when like it was after I didn't respond for a while. So, you know, I was probably there at the bar.
Yeah, wasn't and I was late, just, my brain was going crazy.
But I
and
ended I was up like... being there for a long time because I would usually be there until like it closed.
Yeah.
Or until somebody, well, because somebody had to give me a ride home. I didn't have my own car at that time. So like I had to wait until somebody who was working got off and could take me home. And it was, you know, usually, you know, the guy I was living with also that worked there. You know? Yeah. So, and he was managing too, so he had to wait until the whole place was closed. Anyway, that's why I think that I ended up staying there so late. I don't remember exactly when I did get home, but by that point, I was drunk. I was definitely drunk, which was not uncommon, you know, not just like a little bit tipsy. Like I was pretty drunk. And I got in the car with Matt and this girl, and I don't remember exactly even how it happened, but I was basically like, yeah, like you can come over if you want. Or maybe she asked to, I don't really remember, because again, I was drunk. So, but either way, we got home, and we went and we smoked and we were just talking. We've been talking the whole night, obviously. And I did bring up you and the fact that I was talking to you, and I hadn't told her the whole story of our relationship. Yeah. So that was part of the night, is that I was telling her the story that you guys have heard now to this point.
Wait, you were telling her that like this whole time?
Not the whole time, but that was definitely part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like I didn't mention you at all. Like, I thought
you hadn't said anything until after.
No, I did start that conversation at some point at the bar.
So he did do what he was said he was going to go there to do, because I thought you hadn't done it at all. And I was like, well, like, why'd you even go?
I think I didn't give the full details. Like, I didn't tell her that I had, like, made a commitment to you. I didn't tell her that, like, you know, that I was really thinking that you were just like gonna be my wife. I just told her like that I thought you would be before, and like this is the kind of connection we had, and finally like we're talking again and it's great. And she knew too, I think, that she was second place at that point. Like, she didn't like, because I'll just fast forward through this because the details don't really matter.
Yeah.
But we eventually did end up laying in the same bed together. We did not have sex, but...
Praise God.
Yeah. And that was on purpose, because regardless of how drunk I was, and no matter how much my flesh was telling me, like, yeah, just do it, just do it, just do it. Like, you haven't had this in a really long time. It had been a long time.
Yeah.
Should have been my whole life, but regardless of that, can't go backwards. So
he was waiting at this point.
I had been for like almost, like 2 years or something like that. It had been a long time. So I, there was just a moment where like I just kind of had to push her away from me and be like, I'm sorry. Like I can't do this. Like, I care too much about this girl. And she was like, yeah, I knew it. Like, you know?
Yeah, that sucks.
It does suck.
I mean, not for me, but like, that doesn't feel good.
No,
to,
I
like receive that.
I but feel at least you
were
bad.
Honest. At least you were honest and didn't like use her body and
right.
then tell her.
Right.
You know?
No, I didn't. So
that's good.
So that, but, you know, it was definitely still like we went far enough where it was definitely not okay. I felt horribly about that on both ends, you know, sure, I feel bad that I like kind of did that to her and led her on. But I mostly felt awful because like I saw all your texts, and that's one of the reasons why I just like kind of snapped out of it, like
I knew,
and I was just like,
I could feel it from all the way over here, all the way in Wisconsin.
And it was, ugh.
It's okay.
The shame and everything that I felt in that moment, like I didn't even know what to feel. I was so afraid. I don't even know if I texted you back that night.
You didn't.
I waited until the next day.
I was up all night. He didn't.
I was just like, I can't even deal with this right now. I just need to go to sleep and sober up and try to be okay tomorrow. And that next day, I had to go to work early, and I think I called you or something that morning, or I was texting you. I think I called you, though, before I actually started work.
I don't even know.
And we had a little bit of a conversation.
Oh, maybe you did.
And you...
It wasn't much of a conversation.
It wasn't much of a conversation. But I basically just admitted what I had done, and you were understandably very upset by that. And just...
And then I was texting you and then all day, just, blowing him up.
No, you didn't even, I don't think. I think you separated yourself for a while. You're just like, I just need to think about this.
Oh.
And I was just so torn apart. Slow like that to speak was
for once. Go me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you said some things, but then you just like left it and didn't really want a response.
So I wasn't slow to speak.
I don't know what you I don't know exactly what happened. You were upset.
I was quick to speak and then I left.
And I was like, I blew it. Like, I blew it. My chance with this woman who I love, like, you know, the girl of my dreams, I just completely blew it because I gave into my flesh in a ridiculous decision. And I regret that. Even still, because, well, obviously, but it's probably one of the dumbest things that I did in my whole life. And that whole day, I remember just being like, there, I was inconsolable. Like I was walking around and I was doing my work, but this is kind of funny now, but it wasn't then. I was so upset. You could see it on my face. Like I was just walking around like, with the long face, you know, just like looking like I was in pain, because I was feeling like I was in pain, like my heart physically hurt because of, you know, the shame and the guilt and the possibility, the likelihood I saw at that point that I had just ruined our relationship and friendship potentially. And like I'm telling you, I'm not just saying this to say this. I've said this from the beginning because it did. That was the worst like physical pain that I've ever felt from an emotion in my entire life. I didn't know that was actually a real thing, you know, that
heartbreak is a real thing,
like a real thing. And I was really kind of walking around wanting somebody to like notice that I was looking so down.
I'm so sad. Yeah, help me.
Yeah, seriously.
Hug me.
I was
love me.
I was waiting for somebody to notice. And eventually I had to tell, you know, like Quasi, and you know, he did kind of give me some, you know, little like pat on the back, like there, you know. You'll be all right. Like she'll come around, you know, kind of thing. And I was just like, no, she won't. I ruined it. It's over. And I talked to a couple other people, like one of the regulars that came to the bar. She's great. And an older woman, very wise. And she wouldn't like to hear me say that. You're not old. I'm sorry. You know who you are. But she was very encouraging to me too. But I just still like, I thought it was over. I thought there was no hope for me with you, and that was the saddest that I've ever been in any single moment in my life. And it lasted the whole day, basically. Maybe we talked later on that evening. I called you or something and you decided to respond out of the mercy of your heart.
The mercy of the Lord.
But yeah.
Working in my heart.
So that's the low point of our relationship and story to this point. And I think it's a good spot for us to end. Fantastic. Well, thank you all for watching and listening. If you're on audio platforms, we really love you. Thank you for listening so much.
Appreciate you.
You know, tell your friends. We're on Spotify. Like this video, subscribe, comment, leave a review if you can on audio platforms.
Share it with somebody.
Share it.
Post it on something.
Yeah, you know.
Whatever.
Screenshot our faces and edit it into a meme.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Do whatever you want with this with this piece of media that we're putting
this
on the internet.
Public content. So, and I just realized that all over again. Yeah, thank you.
Fantastic.
Babe.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we Thanks. Really love you guys and appreciate you so much. Stay tuned for the next episode. We're getting there, guys. This is more episodes than I think we thought.
we're not trying to drag them out so much.
Yeah, either. We're trying to make them a little bit shorter, but we're also trying to tell the whole story in detail so that later on when we have more stuff up, you guys
like watch part three.
Just watch this video, okay? I'm not telling the story again. but it's been great. We love you guys. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time.
Have a blessed day.
Peace.